Hi, and welcome to the first ever Cure Talks Cancer Podcast, Nursing Edition. Once a month, sister publications Cure Magazine and Oncology Nursing News will come together for a podcast on topics affecting both patients and oncology nurses. Today, we'll be speaking with Patricia Jaeckel, an oncology nurse specialist at UCLA Santa Monica. Patricia has a unique insight as both a breast cancer survivor and an oncology nurse. Hear what she has to say about basic tips such as managing side effects, as well as how her journey as a patient has affected her oncology nursing practice.
It's so different. I thought I was so good for 35 years, but it's so different now because I understand their anxiety. We talked this morning in the conference, we talked about the psychosocial, especially the psychiatric issues that a lot of breast cancer patients go through, the anxiety, the fear, the trying to get your head around having the diagnosis of breast cancer. So I get that now. I get that every minute for every single one of my patients. So I approach it to not bombard them with information, to say this is really difficult. I'm gonna give you a little bit of information, but I'm gonna be back to give you more information. I'm gonna give you resources. I'm here to answer all your questions. I always try to make a referral either to a support group or, I'm fortunate at UCLA, we have what's called the Sims Mann Center, where every UCLA cancer patient gets free psychiatric help, and I think that's a really important part of it.
So you focus on the side effects of CDK4/6 inhibitors. Can you just give an overview of what some of them are, the more popular ones?
Well, they're class effects, but abemaciclib actually has diarrhea associated with it. 80% of the patients that take that get diarrhea. Now, I was on a neoadjuvant trial, so before my surgery, I took 6 months of abemaciclib, and my colleague, Dr. Hurvitz, is my physician, and she said, oh no, you have to take Imodium, it's a clinical trial every time you take one, because the diarrhea is life-changing for patients. And actually, I didn't have that problem. I had to stop taking the Imodium after 3 days and text her and say, hey, I can't do this as part of the trial. So I was able to come off of that. But you have to educate patients, making sure they have the proper medication, they know when to call if they're getting dehydrated. Across all three drugs, fatigue is a huge issue. And I think it's something that we underreport and we under talk about as oncology nurses. The fatigue is profound. It's not like the fatigue, you're working hard at a conference and you're tired when Sunday morning rolls around. It's like, I've slept 8 hours and now putting my feet on the floor is exhausting. So I really encourage my patients for exercise, acupuncture. They talked a lot about antidepressants working for both joint pain and fatigue. So I'm able to give them a perspective. And even exercise, walking around the block, walking 2 blocks, increasing it every day actually has been shown to make a difference.
Now, do patients ever feel that if I report all these side effects to my nurse or my oncologist, they might take me off treatment and then I'm going to do much worse, or then my disease is going to progress? And if so, how does the oncology nurse handle that and say, like, hey, no, you need to talk to us?
Yeah, it's an ongoing problem. And I worked in clinical trials for 10 years where patients were really fearful. They were on trials, usually a phase 1 or phase 2, where we were looking at dose-limiting toxicities. So patients, we weren't looking at, does it affect their cancer? But of course we were also. But they were like, no, I'm not going to write that down, or I'm not going to talk about it. So you really have to interview the patient. And I like diaries. Like I said, in clinical trials for 10 years, everybody had a diary. They had to write everything down. I encourage patients to journal. I encourage patients to be honest, but it still happens often to me where I talk to the patient and the family. The patient says, no, I've been doing okay between cycles, I'm all right. And I go outside the room and the family grabs me and says, not so much, this is really what's been going on with the patient. So you have to have a trust. And I talk often to young oncology nurses, establishing that trust. And often in the kind of pace we have in healthcare right now, you have 10 minutes to establish trust with someone. And one of the ways I always tell them is to sit down. Don't stand over them. And as a patient, I found that really upsetting when I was in a hospital bed or on a stretcher or sitting in a chair where the physician, the nurse practitioner, the medical assistant would stand over me. Sit down at my level, have that conversation, trust in that patient, touch their hand, tell them, hey, I know this kind of stinks what you're going through, but I'm here for you. So you need to be honest. I can help you with a lot of the side effects like the diarrhea. We can help people with that. We can modify diets, there's medications they can take. So establish the trust, connect with that patient. And I don't connect with all patients. I understand that. I